A new movie in France has captured the public's attention by shedding light on a part of French history that's long been ignored. The film, called Indochine, is about the 300,000 soldiers from French colonies in Africa who helped liberate the country in World War II, and it's prompted President Jacques Chirac to correct a long-standing injustice. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report from Paris.
The film Indochine tells the story of four soldiers who leave their homelands in Algeria and Morocco to join the French army to help liberate France from Nazi occupation. Indochine, meaning native, is the term that was used to refer to France's African fighters. The movie, in French and Arabic, depicts the difficulties and injustices faced by the soldiers. In the opening scenes, it is the Indochine who make up the first wave of soldiers to face a barrage of German machine gun fire as they scramble up a rocky North African hillside. As the fighters are mowed down, French colonels watch through binoculars from a safe distance. French troops are sent into battle after most of the Nazi gunners have been dislodged. In August 1944, more than 100,000 African soldiers landed on the beaches of Provence before liberating Marseille and Toulon and fighting their way up to a bloody standoff with the Nazis in Alsace. Although overshadowed by the D-Day landings in Normandy, historians say the Southern Front was crucial in freeing occupied France, and African troops played a vital role. The symbolism of many of the movie's scenes is striking. African soldiers with only a limited command of French sing the Marseillaise as they set sail for the coast of Provence to liberate what they believe is the motherland. In a scene in the ship's mess hall, the Indochine are told that the tomatoes are not for them. Despite such petty incidents and more serious discrimination, the Indochine fight on, believing in the promises they've been made. When the Germans drop leaflets in Arabic over the battlefield, telling the African soldiers they've been duped and encouraging them to change sides, one of the soldiers rallies his comrades.
When I joined up, I listened to what General de Gaulle said. He said France was fighting for freedom in the world. I thought in war we would earn the same rights as our French brothers. We are all fighting together against Hitler and for liberty, equality and fraternity.
While the Africans are greeted as liberators in Provence, they soon learn that they are far from being equal. One Algerian soldier falls in love with a French factory girl, but the couple loses contact when army censors destroy his letters. The film's cast and production team have been touring French cities and visiting schools, especially in the mostly immigrant suburbs where youths of African descent aren't aware of the role their ancestors played in French history. Jamel Debbouze, a popular French comedian whose Moroccan grandfather fought for France, is one of the stars of the film.
It's badly taught in our history books, and if a movie can fill in the gaps, that's good. We absolutely need this kind of thing to reconcile people and bring them together. This movie shows that we're an integral part of France. We have a common history, and we're part of the national family album.
The film has already had an impact beyond movie theaters and talk show debates. In the 1960s, a France bitter about the independence movements of its African colonies froze the pensions of its veterans from those countries. Since then, African veterans have barely earned a third of what their French counterparts receive. But President Chirac was said to be so moved at a private screening of the movie that he immediately acted to equalize the pensions for the 80,000 remaining African war veterans. Veterans Affairs Minister Hamlaoui Mekachera made the announcement on the day Indochine hit screens across the country.
Et donc il n'y aura plus de différence dans ces deux prestations.
There will be no difference now between what French veterans and veterans from overseas earn. They will receive the exact same number of euros.
Jacques Morizet is coming out of a screening of Indochine near the Eiffel Tower. Morizet, a French World War II veteran who was wounded during the push to Alsace, says he fought alongside African troops.
Une bonne chose de rappeler des faits qui ont été occultés un peu et oubliés au moment de...
I think it's a good thing to recall these things that have been forgotten, especially for the younger generations. It was an honest and balanced movie, and I like the spirit of it. It sends the right message.
Indochine has won several awards at this year's Cannes Film Festival. Although it's been lauded by the French press, the newspaper Le Monde has warned that a single movie cannot exorcise all the demons of France's colonial past. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Thank you.